Del Morley, head basketball coach of North Andrew. Big game coming up tonight at Bramer for North Andrew. And the King City tournament is ahead. They have been in a really busy stretch in January. In fact, when we visited last, you'd played three of four consecutive games, Tuesday through Friday, and three of those were league games. You did finish off that week with a victory against Pattonsburg, 170-23. It was four games back-to-back. Now, I don't know if you were necessarily taxed in any of them very much, so I would think it served as an opportunity to have a lot of people play more than anything else. But it was back-to-back games, and I guess once it's behind you and you win them all, I guess everything's okay.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was questionable. We had three games scheduled that week from the beginning, and then trying to find a place to plug in the King City makeup game. Just looking at our schedule the rest of the way out, we had to try to get that game in before the GRC interleague play, so that seemed to be the only place to fit it. And like you said, when you win all four of them, it turns out okay.
All right, South Nottoway first round of the Stanbury tournament. While it was a 2-7 seed game, South Nottoway was doing just fine within the 275 conference. Now, they did not have a particularly good game, I think, against Jefferson the previous game against them, and they did go 0-2 in the tournament. But, you know, their competitive level belies probably what their results were in the tournament and maybe to an extent what they were against you. But it looked like they did struggle against you, although Coach Skoglin did feel that they did do some good things.
Oh, I said from the beginning when we saw who was in the Stanbury tournament this year that's not your typical 2-7 matchup. South Nottoway's. They've been very competitive with everybody this year, and that was a tough start to what turned out to be a really tough tournament.
King City in the semifinal was a 60-43 win for you. Game probably a little bit closer than what the score indicated, but because of King City's style and because they are willing to, they're willing to take a minute off the clock if need to, sometimes a 6-7-8 point lead against them feels a little bigger than what it actually is. And I guess I kind of got that idea with your game against them. Although, it did take some time to get to that point because they just wouldn't go away. Did you defend them a little differently than what you did the first time?
Well, we tried to, in both games, we started out with some man. We switched and played some zone and switched defenses back and forth a little bit. Our rotations have been a little messed up here recently between injuries and illnesses. We haven't been able to keep our same rotation of people. We've had a couple of kids that actually were hospitalized for a few days with different things. So we struggled a little bit to find the consistency we wanted initially, and then finally kind of settled in against King City, and we're able to finish it off in pretty good fashion.
All right, Stanbury in the championship game that was that Saturday afternoon. He won the fourth quarter and pulled away in a close game to win, pretty comfortably in the end, or at least a 12-point win in the end, and you really weren't threatened probably over the last 3 minutes. Probably put the game away in the first probably first 2 or 3 minutes probably of the fourth quarter as opposed to putting it away in the last 3 minutes. But won it, and the other thing you did was you had to withstand – what I thought was probably what had to be pretty close to their best half of basketball that they had put together. They played really well in the first half against you, and you figured out a way to hang around. And it was those two, it was a couple runs last year that they had against you that were really the difference in a couple of those games. And this time you withstood it.
Yeah, our kids, they feel very much that they can compete with Stanbury, and obviously we were able to. And I just kept telling the kids, if we can just hang into it, the fourth quarter is going to be ours. And I think we're a little deeper than Stanbury in terms of our rotations. And I think it played a little bit of a factor at the end of the game. We were able to, push the ball, and they've got some kids that rarely leave the floor. And I think fatigue played a little bit of a factor at the end of the game. And we hit a couple shots and we're able to, like you said, open it up at the end. But they've got some really, really nice players, and I think Coach Groomer does a great job with them. So we felt fortunate, felt good to come away with a win there.
Okay, had Stanbury then in the game Tuesday that was a big conference game, and Stanbury was able to close enough late that ended up getting them a 65-59 win. So other than the result, did the game unfold differently?
It did a little bit. You know, again, we were playing down one of our frontline players, and I think it showed up mostly in rebounding. They out-rebounded us pretty good, and they came out. They were fired up. And we kept saying the same thing. We keep within a possession, we'll be fine down the stretch. And then we just, they hit shots, and we didn't in the fourth quarter. It was kind of a reversal of the first game. And, they just – I think the big difference was – rebounding in that game. We played with a smaller lineup and don't know whether it would have made a difference, but that's where I thought they got us, was on the boards in that game.
All right, have Bramer right before the King City tournament now, and a Bramer team now that's in the thick of things as well. So I would guess that that's going to be, from an intensity standpoint, probably in line with what you've had to go through over the last two or three games. Those are fun to be in. It's a trick to try to handle it in the fourth quarter, or it's a trick to try to handle it on the road, and that's kind of what you got tonight.
Yeah, and Bramer's a good ball club. They're 13-2 or something like that. So they're having a great year. They've got some really, really nice pieces and some kids that can score. They've got size. We'll have our hands full. I anticipate it's going to be a real dogfight down there. We're hoping to get off to a good start and maybe build a little momentum as the game goes along.
It's Del Morley's head basketball coach at North Andrew.